Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. I am really excited about the event today. We have something that is very special, and it's also the kind of thing that if all of you have been listening to me for a little while, you'll know this is near and dear to my heart, because Emboldened Heart is an online global training academy focused on heart-based living and personal transformation. And today's guest is with us for the first time, and I'm very excited to have him here because he actually is a heart math coach. And today's guest is Bob White. Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Greetings, Melinda. Thank you for having me on the show today.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Bob actually has a really interesting background. He has had a diverse career that involved a lot of world travel, exposure to multiple cultures and belief systems, and he retired to Hot Springs, Arkansas in 2012, and soon after that he discovered the science of heart intelligence as taught by the HeartMath Institute, and he's a licensed HeartMath coach and a certified HeartMath mentor, now dedicated to sharing the many benefits of living a heart-directed life. And Bob is here to remind us that a change in heart changes everything. So today's topic is heart-directed living in troubled times. And wow, I can't imagine a more appropriate description, Bob.
We definitely
have some troubled times that we're trying to sort of make our way through right now. So this is really a perfect topic and a real opportunity for all of us. So my listeners, usually, they kind of like to hear a little bit of your story, kind of how did you get involved? What sort of led you to this work that you're now doing, if you would share that with us?
Well, I have a long history of practicing meditation, and it has been an up-and-down journey for me. In my opinion, meditation is something that's a little difficult for us Westerners, and it involves special preparation and practice, and in many cases it takes years and years and years to realize the significant benefit. So I watched an interview by one of the officers in the HeartMath Institute, a man named Howard Martin, and Howard laid out the HeartMath program in such a way that it inspired me to learn more about it. And one of the things I really appreciate about it is it's totally secular. There's no Hinduism or Buddhism or anything of that sort involved in it. Mm-hmm. And anybody can do it.
Nice. That's important, isn't it? Because
if it isn't
something that anyone can do, then there's not the ability to really relate. So what is heart math? For those of us who might be listening that don't have any exposure to it or any familiarity with that organization, could you share a little bit about it?
Sure. The HeartMath Institute is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1992 with a mission to investigate the science of the heart. The organization has grown to include coaches in over 100 countries and totaling over 50,000 licensed coaches worldwide. I don't have the exact number, but it's not important. Mm-hmm. It's used by the U.S. military. It's used by law enforcement agencies, firefighters. And in particular, it's used to ameliorate PTSD. So
okay.
these what that means is we're dealing with occupations and situations that have been exacerbated by stress, and in some cases, extreme stress. So that is the main thing that the HeartMath techniques deal with. And it's, it's pretty astounding what they've learned from the science aspect of the heart.
And I know that HeartMath even has developed some programs for children, which
yes, they have.
Yeah, I think the younger the person when they're introduced to these practices and techniques, the better, isn't it?
Certainly is. It's something that I believe everyone should know about, and that's just certainly a biased opinion, but the conventional wisdom is that the heart is a pump, and that's it. No, and it is, certainly. It's absolutely a pump. But it's much more than that, and research has revealed that the heart has intelligence, meaning that it's a neural center and is referred to in some cases as having a mini brain. The heart can demonstrate short and long-term memory. The heart sends a lot more information to the brain than it receives from the brain. It's astounding. I've seen numbers as high as 1,000 times much more data is sent to the brain than
incredible.
Is received. That is, it just really wows me. And in addition, it's a part of our endocrine system. It generates hormones. And the one that I like to talk about is the hormone that called oxytocin, which is the love hormone. And that feeling that you get, that, you know, intoxicating feeling when you're aroused is a result of the heart's generating oxytocin. So the, you know, metaphorical references to the heart and love and that sort of thing has a basis in science.
And they've actually really been able to measure now. It isn't just something that is an idea. They actually have the ability to measure it. And am I correct that they call it heart waves, the energy that comes from the heart? It seems like I've read
yes.
that somewhere.
That's one way to describe it. The heart is the most energetic organ in the body, meaning that it can its magnetic field we're talking about can be measured to extend at least four to six feet beyond the body.
That's so cool.
Whereas the brain that we give so much credit for the energy, it only a few inches can be measured from the brain. So it's
really interesting,
remarkable, energetic part of us.
Yeah, and I know that they have done some experiments where the intuition seems to be connected as well. Can you maybe share a little bit about that?
Yes, and here again, metaphorically, that's the heart is the seat of our intuition. In a laboratory, we've been able to demonstrate that the heart interprets, I'm going to say the future, at least 10 seconds before the brain does. So the heart is passing on this, sensing the environment, sensing time, sensing space. All that is first interpreted or intercepted by the heart, and then that gets transmitted to the brain, and then that becomes thoughts. Like, I need to step on the brake now. You know, everybody's had those experiences where you reacted before you even had a thought.
That's so true. And I don't think that any, I mean, we really don't tend to automatically attribute that to our heart. We kind of tend to always connect those sorts of things with our brain. Even, I think, our intuition, we have a tendency to think that it comes from our brain. So this is a little bit of a new way of understanding our bodies, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And so the science is what's brought this forward. And HeartMath has had 23 years of research and existing information, plus has initiated a number of research studies themselves. And they have a website where all this information is available. It's science. And it's available to the public. Anyone that wants to see it can look at it.
And as far as this kind of new understanding, this knowledge of the heart, how can we really use this and apply it to our daily lives, those of us who, you know, are just kind of normal citizens, maybe not in a super high-stress job like a firefighter or a rescue person, but just, you know, those of us that are just kind of making our way through our day, how can we apply this knowledge to our daily lives for our benefit?
Well, sure. We begin by respecting our emotions, and that starts with just keeping a mental or even a physical log of what we are feeling, because the emotions that we are feeling are tied directly to our health. And I don't know if we have time to get into that, how I know that, but managing our emotions is the foundation of the HeartMath techniques that I provide as a coach. So,
okay. And one of the things that I like about the HeartMath approach is that it's intentionally simple, isn't it?
It definitely is. As I mentioned earlier, anybody can do this. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I particularly like about the techniques, which are similar in some ways to meditation, but different in that they can all be practiced with the eyes open, which means we have many, many more opportunities to practice these techniques, whereas meditation, you have to get in a quiet place and this and that. I practice HeartMath when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want
it's
to practice
probably a
meditation
good place
when
to
you're
do
driving.
It. Exactly.
It, it
yeah.
is. It is. Because the environment that we live in generates stress. We cannot avoid it, but we can manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And using these techniques, I can assist someone in a very short time. And that's another key to this. You get instant results.
And wonderful.
Yeah.
So HeartMath is essentially, the main focus is on calming down, reducing stress. Is that it?
Well, that's what we start
one?
With. It
mm-hmm.
goes much, much deeper than that, but certainly that's the place to start because when we experience what we call depleting emotions over long periods of time, We not only affect our emotion, it not only affects our emotional health, but it affects our physical health and our brain's actual performance, our ability to think. So we want to deal with that first so we can get a balance in our body so that we get full benefit of the techniques and the technologies that we have. We'll talk about those, I guess, in a little bit.
Okay, great. And listeners, you'll have an opportunity to kind of participate in a demonstration that Bob is going to lead us through so you can experience the HeartMath approach. And again, I want to emphasize that HeartMath's techniques are intentionally simple, unlike meditation. And this greatly increases your opportunities to hone your skills because you can really do it anywhere. You can do it when you're alone or even when you're with other people, can't you, Bob?
Exactly. And other techniques for dealing with reducing stress and working with stress mainly have to do with calming down after a stressful event. I want to emphasize after. With HeartMath, we learn through these simple techniques to basically reset our physiological reaction to stress as the event occurs. So we call this resilience.
Okay.
And this resilience we accumulate through the practice of the HeartMath techniques. And so when we're faced with a stressful situation, we don't react as strongly. We don't necessarily invoke the depleting emotions. And
okay.
I don't want to describe emotions as positive or negative. Emotions are just emotions.
Yeah, they just are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the simple fact that we have emotions is that they are tied to our whole body. When we have an emotion, our whole body is affected. Every cell in our body is affected. So
absolutely.
By keeping this in mind, certainly we want to invoke the most enriching emotions that we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how does HeartMath work? Can you kind of just give us a little bit of a description or explanation of the techniques?
This is a little bit of science, and I'm going to be very brief with this. People don't hang up. I'm going to be brief. Back in the turn of the century, there was a discovery among the cardiologists of a phenomenon known as heart rate variability.
Okay.
And that's a mouthful, but all that means is that there is a difference in timing between every single heartbeat. And we're familiar with our pulse, and the pulse number that we get when we measure our pulse or go to the doctor is an average over time. So what we can see in an EKG is that every single heartbeat is different. And when we know that heart rate variability is a very good thing to have, we actually use it. There's a branch of cardiology called neurocardiology that deals with this heart intelligence we just mentioned. But more than that, they have identified that heart rate variability is a really good indicator of physiological age, not chronological age, but physiological age, which simply means that, and it's predictive of chronic illnesses and all that sort of thing, which I won't get into, but we know that by setting up a certain rhythm in our breathing, we can influence this heart rate variability. And so that is the basis. So it begins with a breathing technique, and then it goes on from there. There's a lot of layers to this.
Okay.
But that's the foundation. And anybody that can breathe can do this.
And this is what HeartMath calls coherence, isn't it? That using the breath with a certain rhythm, which I think is so fascinating. We hear this particular word all the time, the word entrainment. And what this heart math technique does is it actually entrains to that balancing rhythm. And it's pretty cool. And I think that I'd love it if you could demonstrate that for the listeners and kind of take them through an experience of that. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sort of turn it over to you for the next few minutes and let you lead them through that. And then just when you're finished, you let me know and I'll come back on the line. And I'm going to do it with them.
Okay. Well, I wanted to add to the previous discussion that this heart rate, this entrainment that you talk about is actually the coherence is actually a balancing point that they've discovered in research that is a balance, an ideal balance between the sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight aspect, and a parasympathetic. So when we get into a balanced situation, we do achieve the state that you mentioned called coherence. And when that happens, then every organ, every process, every thought, everything becomes in harmony. So when you're in coherence, you are operating at your optimum.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. Well, can we experience it now? Okay, great.
Of course.
I'm going to let you take it away. You just let me know when you're finished.
All right. We're going to start with just observing our thoughts. Just observe what thoughts are running through your mind. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you to place your attention on the center of your chest. And if you want to, you can put your hand on the center of your chest. And observe any differences that you might have in your thoughts. Just keep that to yourself. So we're going to begin a breathing exercise. We're going to breathe at a rhythm of 10 seconds in, 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. And I'll guide you through a few breaths and then I'll leave you to continue the rhythm. And then there's a third component we'll add after we've had a few minutes of what we call heart-focused breathing. So let's all breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just continue breathing at that rate, a little deeper than normal. And imagine your breath entering and leaving the center of your chest. So we'll continue for a minute or two. please continue breathing at that rate. And I want to ask you to imagine an event, a food, a loved one that you can assign the feeling of gratitude to. And it's not the event that's important, it's the feeling of gratitude. Just continue with that memory of that feeling. And here again, you can practice this with your eyes open. It's okay to have your eyes closed, but it works just as well with your eyes open. Okay, let's come back with our attention in the present. I wonder if anyone would like to share their experience with us.
Yeah, any of you who are listening, if you're on the webcast, feel free to just pop your comments into the Q&A and let us know what you thought. And this is a simple exercise, but it's really powerful and it's really important for us to learn how to manage and really connect with our heart and how it can help our overall health and well-being in this way. And it's super simple. And again, it can be done with your eyes open. It can be done with your eyes closed. It can be done anywhere, anytime, no matter what is going on. If you're in a meeting, if you're in a stressful work situation, if you're at the grocery store standing in line, if you're in your car alone and the traffic is heavy, I mean, this can be really used in so many different ways. If you're an artist and you're kind of feeling a little bit of a creative block, this is a great way to just reconnect with yourself, with your inspiration, your intuition, your creativity. So many different ways that this can be used. And there's so much more that HeartMath is really responsible for bringing forward with respect to our understanding about our heart intelligence. And I know, Bob, you're really passionate about all of this. It's so important, especially right now with people feeling kind of overwhelmed generally, and anxious, and lots of changes occurring, changes with us personally, physically, biologically, politically, economically. I mean, I could go on and on. And this is a beautiful practice that you can use every single day, as many times a day as you wish, to really reconnect with yourself and rebalance yourself.
One thing I want to point out is how quickly you realize benefit. It does not take long at all. If you have a practice of 10 minutes a day fairly consistently, you will see results really, really quick. That's not a lot of commitment, but it's a lot of benefit for a short time for your investment.
Yes, absolutely. Just 10 minutes a day, listeners. So I do want to mention that there really is a tremendous amount of information available. If you go to the website, it's www.heartmath.org. And Bob, if someone is interested in learning more from you personally and individually, or if they want to reach out to you, would you let everyone know what your contact information is?
Sure. My email address is bob@heartdirectedliving.com. That's bob@heartdirectedliving.com. Or you can call me or text me at 828-230-3580. That's 828-230-3580.
Thanks, Bob. And I just I'm looking at the comments section of the website that I use for this event, and some of the comments are: feel much calmer and clearer, feel like my breathing has calmed down. So just that quickly, we've had some really positive comments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, take advantage of this. It's so worthwhile, and it's really so easy, very practical, and really helpful, very beneficial for you. So thanks for being with us today, everyone. And Bob, thank you so much for your time and sharing with us today.
Can I mention an upcoming event?
Of course, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. My counterpart, Ruth Udy, and I are going to be conducting a three-hour workshop this coming Saturday in Little Rock, Arkansas. And in 3 hours, you're going to go through a number of techniques and have a lot of practice and walk out of there with a much more thorough understanding of how to implement heart math in your life. To sign up for that event, you can register on our Facebook page by searching for Heart-Active. That's Heart with a hyphen, dash, Active. And then clicking on our events page where you can get more information about the agenda and also the registration process. Hope some of you in the Central Arkansas area can attend this Saturday.
Definitely. Sounds like a great event. All right. Well, Bob, thanks so much. I sure appreciate you being here, sharing this important information with us, and I thank you.
I thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Listeners, thanks for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.